Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Friday, September 27th, 2024. Have your host, James J. Mailoff, here, and welcoming into the studio some good friends of ours. First up, Ronald A. Rasmussen, superintendent of the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools. Ron, always good to see you.
Hi, James. How are you?
Doing good. Thanks for being here, and thanks. Appreciate the time. And you brought in a good friend of ours, Tina Wallner, principal of Grove Elementary. Tina, it's good to see you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Always appreciate our principals coming in here. I don't at all immediately get guilty feelings and start feeling like thinking of all the things I did wrong at elementary school. That doesn't happen at all. I don't know. Tina, we appreciate you being here. More with you in just a moment, if you don't mind. I want to start with Ron. And Ron, how is the start of the school year going so far?
It's school year started out actually phenomenal. It's the students are engaged, other than, you know, some of our buildings don't have air conditioning, so it's been this unusually warm September.
Yeah.
So just trying to get students more focused on their education versus the heat sometimes in some of our buildings. But the school year started out really well. Students are actively engaged in their classrooms. Our co and extracurriculars at our middle school and high school are in full swing. And the other cool thing that's happening is just at our elementary is the amount of family engagement that's happening. Yesterday at Grant, they had their fun run at the end of the afternoon, so all those students got out and were out in the school forest in the area around Grant. So just those important things of not just the academic school, obviously, is academically focused, but really to engage students and families are those other things that we do outside and part of the school day. So those are all occurring across the district, and excited for people to come into our buildings and see that.
It's an exciting time of year. It's one of my favorite times of year. And something that we also, I think, is noteworthy in a word you mentioned there in focus. And while kids are getting back to routines and how whether they realize it or not, how comforting and how good that is for their brains to get back into a routine after summer and some of that. With that takes a lot of focus. And these kids are really locked into school. They're locked into their after-school activities, which means that we as adults need to be adults and look out for them and keep an eye out on the roads. We've had bad incidents already this school year, not in this area necessarily, but in the surrounding areas. And I just like to remind everybody to slow down, keep an eye out for kids in the beginning of the day, at the end of the school year, school day, and look out for our bus drivers and all that as well. It's important this time of year. That's what that's why we get paid the big bucks, everybody. It's why we get to be adults and pick our own bedtime doing these things.
Yeah, just really important, you know, just anytime, just to be cognizant of your surroundings, and especially as students are out and about more right now, especially, as you said, in the morning and the late afternoons.
We'll wrap up with you, Ron, in just a moment. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for bringing Tina by. I always love that our superintendents bring some of our principals by, and we get a chance to find out a little bit more of what's going on in these schools. It's the transparency is really appreciated, but it's also, if I can just be honest, it's really fun. I love hearing from our grade schools and what's going on there, especially, you know, my kids are in their mid-20s. You know, I've been in grade school in a long time. It's fun to kind of catch up on these things and understand what's going on with kids and teachers in our grade schools. And we get to focus on Grove Elementary today, and Tina being with us. Tina, again, thank you very much for being here.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to be here.
How's the start of school year going over at Grove?
Yeah, it's been great. We have lots of great things, and I want to give a shout out to Ron here for being present in the buildings, and he's already been busy reading to some classes from what I understand, and he's been at Grove several times already this year, and it's just really great for the kids to know who he is and staff to know that he's part of our family too. So at Grove, you know, we have Grove School Family, and we focus a lot at the beginning of the year on safety and school bus safety and walking to and from school safety. So I'm glad that you mentioned that. Another thing that we are really focusing on this year is trying to continue to do all the traditional things that we've done for families and getting families involved in school. So we've done some really fun things already. We've only been in school 3 weeks, but we've done three family events already.
Wow.
Which has been really fun. So, of course, we had our open house, and we have our Learn the Routine night. And then we had an outdoor movie night last Friday, which was fantastic.
That one seems pretty explanatory, but that's also that's a lot of fun. What the previous one you mentioned there, what was what did you guys do on that night?
So Learn the Routine night, we had parents come in and they got to spend 20 minutes being a third grader, 20 minutes or whichever grade they're. So they would go to their students, their child's classroom, and do a little learning of their own. What's it like to be a third grader? What kind of activities are we doing? for math, for language arts? What kinds of expectations? Like, what's my role as a parent? Helping get sleep. So I think that was mentioned already today, too. How much sleep do kids need? We got breakfast and lunch at school. And at Grove, we're a Title I building. So that means our students get free lunch and free breakfast. So, yeah, that was a really fun. And, of course, we fed them.
Nice.
Families went home. Sometimes with a full pizza.
I was there. You could smell the pizza and that by the kindergartner classrooms for down the hall for quite a while. So that was good.
Yeah.
That,
no, that's
yeah.
a great
it's always
way.
Fun.
That's a very fun school day.
Yeah.
What a great idea. But I just mentioned that, you know, I'm a little out of touch with the elementary school system. My kid's in their mid-20s. For many of us parents out there, it's been decades since we've been, gone to school and gone into grade school. And a lot has changed. It's great to adapt yourself and familiarize yourself with these things. And the older we get, the more we forget what it's like to be young and what it is like to be a young person. And any chance we have as adults to be reminded of that, to have some empathy for kids and a little more understanding can only make us better adults, can only make us better at our particular jobs or just as parents. The more we understand of our kids, the better we can talk to our kids, which is what this is all about, communication. That's a wonderful idea, Tina. Thank you very much for sharing that with us. What do you got coming up over at Grove?
Well, I had a meeting earlier this week with parents who are helping to organize our traditional Halloween dance. So that will be coming up on the 24th. I also have some meetings set up. Pizza is always a great way, right, to bring people in.
Absolutely.
Pizza, people love pizza.
Yeah.
Pizza and pastries. So every year I have two events in the fall and repeat them in the spring where parents are invited to come share ideas with me. What are some things they want to see? We have pizza with the principal and pastries with the principal.
Nice.
So that's coming up. I'm excited about that. We'll also have a family event in December that usually revolves around a reading. Mm. And sometimes in the winter we do a math event. Mm. So we have lots of things in the works that aren't quite planned yet, but they're always fun.
Yeah. And working out the logistics and details of, but really fun, exciting things to look forward to for all of our Grove Elementary members out there. That's a very exciting
for
thing.
Sure.
You mentioned talking with parents and having different opportunities to be able to do that. As we go forward here, it seems more and more that parents are, whether they're being involved or wanting to be heard or what all the above, we're having more and more of that. How has that gone for you over the last couple of years, trying to build that bridge and make that bridge stronger between our education system and our parents out there and working on that? It sounds like you've got a really good system here that's working pretty well.
Yeah. Well, we try to get as many parents as we can engaged in the conversation. Some are very eager and attend lots of events and share their ideas and conversation. Others, I think, are still a little bit timid or a little unsure about how their voice can be heard. So I welcome parents to call, share ideas. If they're, regardless of which school they attend, we want to be your partner. It is a relationship. Parents are parents and family members, grandparents. You are your child's first teacher, and we want to collaborate with you. And every building has different strategies that they use, different ways to get families engaged. But I think the number one relationship between teachers and parents or caregivers, that's the most important one. You know, as a leader of the building, I can be a support in all those things, but it's really important for that communication to happen. We have Parent Square now, we have this year, so we encourage all our parents to get the app on their phone and be engaged with that, because those relationships are really what's going to help push kids forward in their academic learning too.
It seems like even for our generations and when we were younger, they were having this conversation, but we hear it maybe just as much now or maybe more, whatever the case may be, stats-wise or whatever, but more and more of this concern of the younger generation and this or that or whatever. And every decade, every generation has its concerns. It's always going to be that way, too. And some of this isn't necessarily a bad thing as long as we're focusing on what the important parts of it and everything. But when it comes to that communication, education part, that hasn't changed. You know, kids have not really changed that much. Opportunities, different things that, you know, distract them or whatever. Sure, that some of that has changed, but kids are kids and the same that they have always been. And this still comes down to the major thing of communication mm-hmm. and really talking and
yes.
parents talking to teachers, teachers talking to parents talking to kids, et cetera, et cetera. The more we have these conversations, we can only get stronger from them. It is worth noting to parents out there that you are the adult in the situation to act like it. I think that's always worth noting. For me, I'm just talking, it's just me saying this here, not anybody else, but I do think that the more I talk to parents, especially this time of year, I'm always encouraged by the passion and encouraged by them caring, but also wanting to remind people as well that we need to be reminded that we need to treat each other like adults. And that's important too, because this isn't, it shouldn't be about you, it should be about your kid. And as long as that's the case, then, you know, we're all here to listen and we all want to get, we all have the same goal here, to have a better future, to have these kids have a great future. And when it comes to the future, it sounds like you guys got some great things lined up there at Grove. When it comes to the Grove, one of the things that I love talking about principals, two principals from different elementaries around here, is the uniqueness of every one of our elementaries. When we're talking about Grove, what to you stands out as unique about the Grove Elementary School? It's a tough question, but I got to ask the tough ones. I got every once in a while.
Yeah. Well, I think we have a pretty strong focus on arts mm-hmm. and music. We have a choir at Grove, Grove School Choir, and I don't think any other building has that. Mm-hmm. So some of our work with the fine arts, you know, we have art galleries, and mm-hmm. so I think that makes us unique. I also think that because we're a neighborhood school, most of our kids live within 2 miles of the mm-hmm. school, and there's not many of those around, and so it's easy for families to get there. We have a nice playground, hopefully a new one coming next summer. Which mm-hmm. will be very exciting. But we have things happening around our neighborhood, and that allows families to gather. It's not unusual for me to come in to work on a weekend and see volleyball nets set up in the back field mm-hmm. and neighborhood kids or families there enjoying the park and playing. So that's, you know, that's really unique. Our kids really know it's Grove School family. We wish each other well every day on announcements. You know, we say, "I wish you well." That's a really important part of our culture. Mm-hmm. And we have some really neat rituals that we do around our school family. So,
you know, every one of our elementary schools has this uniqueness to it, this wonderful bit of things going on, and they really tend to have to do with a bit of the neighborhood and some of those things that they have. And I just love being able to highlight those. Thank you very much for joining me on that, Tina. That's great. Appreciate the time, as always, from both of you. Your time is valuable, and I greatly appreciate it. So thank you both very much. And Tina, thank you so much for answering my questions, putting up with that, but everything. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Now, Ron, I did say I had a couple of questions for you. And as we were talking about in a bit of our pregame, you guys have made you at the Wisconsin Rapids Public Schools, that is, have made a bit of an increased effort to have a presence on social media. Can we dive into that a little bit?
Yeah, one of our strategic plan initiatives is really our communication plan and working with our community. Tina's talked a lot about engaging parents and families at the elementary level. And we also fully realize we're a large school district, and some of that is we're unable to, as a large organization, to do some of that fully engagement. We know that parents and some of our students are obviously really engaged on that social media aspect. And we know the negatives of social media. But we do want to share the positives of social media as well for us to communicate out, much like we do with your program here that we do monthly. We try to do stuff within our local other parts of our media, but also very important for us to get our stories out via social media. So we have our Facebook page, which some of our school buildings have more Facebook followers than the WRPS page. So we would encourage everyone to go follow the WRPS page. But we also recently created an Instagram page. And we'll be posting more and more on that Instagram page, just because we know that generally parents are much more on Facebook and our students are much more on Instagram. And so we're going to be promoting and sharing all the great things occurring within our school buildings. One of the things that has happened over time, and it's just the growth of social media, is all our individual school buildings have created their own their own images on social media, but we're also trying to bring some of that into the district perspective and those stories that flow from an elementary school to a middle school to a high school. So we're really excited about that moving forward, and so we encourage people to like us on Instagram and follow us on Facebook for those stories. Tina just shared, I think yesterday on the Grove page, was it on the Grove page or the WRPS page?
I think it was WRPS.
The WRPS page, You Are My Sunshine, and some of that process that occurs at Grove, and they talk about the choir at Grove. And just those are the things that we like to highlight, what our students are doing. Phenomenal.
So much of what you guys do is very similar to what we do here, where it comes down to communication and having more opportunities for people to be able to connect and talk to you guys and anybody in your staff or anybody in the umbrella of the WRPS, along with celebrating the great things going on in our community and giving people that may not have an opportunity to see some of this stuff, especially if you don't have kids in school, to kind of just let you know about these things. I know that I talk to many listeners, especially this time of year as our high school football team are playing each other in some of this. We tend to find out, oh, you went to that grade school, or oh, you went to this high school and some of that. We take a lot of pride even decades later in the schools we go to. So even if you don't have kids in school, it can be fun to hear and see these things and find out what's going on. I know I still pay attention to Washington School and all of that, and I know I'm not alone in that. A lot of us still do.
I still follow on Facebook my alma mater, so you just get a feel for what's occurring within your school or your former school's community. And speaking of that, you mentioned homecoming. And so next week is homecoming for Lincoln. So we have the normal activities. We have school assemblies on Monday and Friday. The Friday assembly is open for all families if they want to attend the assembly on Friday. Obviously, the football game on Friday night, and then Saturday will be their dance. So, you know, that's always a tradition, a highlight of a student's career in education is homecoming, along with prom. Are the two big ones, and so we're really excited and to welcome alumni back as well to our community. And that alumni connection is really important this summer. I gave three tours of Lincoln, and then I know Mr. Ed Allison, our building and grounds director, gave tours as well this summer. So we really encourage, you know, those classes that are doing reunions, if you want to come back and see the school facilities now, that connection is really important. And what I love more than anything else is hearing the stories of when they were students. And, and this teacher, or at Lincoln, you know, Lincoln is behind glass now. And when Lincoln used to be over at Old Lincoln, which is east, you know, what happened to Lincoln, or when where Lincoln's head was hidden, and all those stories of people that I've heard about over the years, and just see that cool school connection that they had with teachers back then. And we hope our students today have that same connection with their teachers, so in 20 years, they're talking about Mr. X or Miss O.
Great stuff to, and really good references there, man. You took me down a nostalgia road with some of those references. I encourage people to do this, especially when you have the opportunity. Certainly, you know, you don't just show up. You want to plan on these things. But when you have an opportunity to check in on your own school, not only can it be a great take of nostalgia and all that, but really cool to find and see the growth at these schools and how much they have grown and adapted and changed. And you get this hit of pride from it as well. It's not just the nostalgia that you're hit by. I think that's a great note, and appreciate that, Ron, and appreciate the time from both of you so much. I also want to remind everybody, when it comes to homecoming and some of these events, especially sporting events, it might be a little more traffic in the school areas than usual, so kind of coming back to where we started, you know, be safe out there, everybody. Keep an eye out for these kids. Keep an eye out for our bus drivers, our fellow parents, people that are just trying to make sure that our communities are as happy and as fun and have some good things going on as we can in them. And attend these events. I encourage you to be a part of these events. Again, you don't have to have a kid in school to go to a football game. You don't have to help out a bake sale or to anything going on. The more we put into our schools, the more our schools have to put into our communities. Help our schools do the work that they're doing. Let's help our teachers, our superintendents, our people out there, show them some support and let them know that we have their back when it comes to these. And you can do that as simply as just telling them when you see them, but especially when you're able to attend events like this and get some of these, be a part of some of these great events. I appreciate the time from both of you so very much and greatly appreciate what you do in our communities. Tina, if people had some follow-up questions about Grove or just in general for you, how can they reach you?
Yeah, you can reach me through the district email, tina.wallner@wrps.net. It's probably the easiest way to reach me.
And again, encourage you to find Grove Elementary on social media, follow along on what they're doing over there and all the fun things that are happening. And Ron, same question. How can people reach you if they have follow-up questions?
Yep, the easiest is my email as well, which is ronald.rasmussen@wrps.net, or contact at central office and you'll get directed to me.
And just one more time before we wrap up, there is this new program available for parents out there. Just reminding any parents that might not know about it, Ron.
Yeah, so just a reminder for all our parents in our school district, we've simplified it, but go to one communication platform for all our schools, sports, co-curriculars, et cetera, called Parent Square. So we encourage parents to download that app, and that's where they'll receive their direct communication from their individual schools and our clubs or activities.
And, of course, WRPS.org. WRPS.org is a wonderful website. Be sure to go there to check out other information and have that bookmarked. Follow all of these schools and, of course, WRPS on social media and keep up to date on all the great things going on in your community. Both of you, thank you again for the time.
Thank you.
We want to send a big shout out to our friend and the heart of the station, Pam Hilke, and the amazing scheduling she does week in and week out. We appreciate you, Pam. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will talk to you sooner than later right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.